that's one burning two flames.
What is up, Wisconsin and beyond? How y'all doing? Happy Hump Day Wednesday, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got Cardi with me on the board today, 855-75-CIVIC. That is 855-752-4842. Cardi, you ever have one of those days where, like, there is so much happening, you almost can't organize your thoughts? I'm kind of having one of those days a little bit. Yeah, like, just so much going on. And you know, as I was getting ready for the show today, I happened to hear a little advertisement on the radio, right? And apparently, it is holiday season, and that means, my friends, that the McRib is back at McDonald's, y'all. Every year the McRib around holiday time. So I had to ask everybody, to each and every one of you out there, like, do you have a thing that you know is not good for you and you love it anyways from a fast food joint? Because I'll tell you, like, I am McRib guilty. It is not, it's not a rib. It's like ground up rib meat made to look like ribs. I mean, it's ridiculous, right? But you give me a McRib sandwich on that long bun with, like, a ton of onions. I also like to add the pickles onto my McRib. Like, that sandwich is delicious, and yet it does not bear any resemblance to actual ribs. I mean, they shake it's them insane. To look like ribs, but there's no bones. I mean, the whole thing is weird, isn't it?
That goes into that 3D printing food thing, which is, that's crazy. It's insane.
What? Yeah. They can print food, Cardi? Yes. Tell me this isn't so.
Yes, they can actually 3D print food for consumers to use and to intake. It's insane.
You mean you can eat actual print? Does anybody understand 3D printing? I mean, I'm sure there are some very smart people out there. I'm going to have to do some reading about this. Maybe we'll talk about the 3D food tomorrow or on Friday.
For sure, yeah.
And, like, 3D printing writ large. I'm like, how do you 3D print a gun? But you can do it. You can 3D print basically, like, anything. Can we 3D print houses? Is this, like, the solution to everything?
Yeah.
But back to the McRib. What a troubling sandwich it is. And yet, I love it, folks. If you want to have a laugh and tell me what your favorite guilty pleasure fast food is, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. 4842. Now, Cardi, other than 3D printed food, do you have a fast food guilty pleasure, or are you real good about staying away from the fast food?
Okay, so I do try to stay away from fast food. I try to eat healthy, but then there's Chick-fil-A. So I live, like, literally
real,
two blocks away from that, and they're advertising a sandwich.
So what's your favorite Chick-fil-A sandwich?
The spicy chicken sandwich is my favorite one, and the tenders. Always get me.
Yep. I'm a spicy chicken sandwich fan. Like, if I'm going to get a chicken sandwich, like, give me the spicy chicken sandwich.
Right?
Otherwise, like,
it's no point.
The plain old chicken breast. Like, that's no good. That does not taste good. Give me the spicy chicken sandwich. Yeah, if you live two blocks away from a Chick-fil-A, that is just a recipe for disaster.
Agreed.
At least Chick-fil-A food looks like the food that you're supposed to be eating. I mean, the McRib, I guess, technically looks like the food.
Yeah.
But that's because it was shaped into a mold. I mean, if you have to mold
your food, it was 3D printed. I don't know.
that's what I'm going to go with. I love that McRib. We got a texter from the 608 also weighing in that they are on the bandwagon from the McRib, y'all.
Let's go.
Michaela from West Bend telling us, yeah, they can 3D print houses too. It spits out a kind of concrete mix instead of the plastic. She is also a fan of the Shamrock Shake. Oh,
so wait,
yeah,
does that mean that they can, so are they 3D printing with concrete with the food too then? Or, like, that would be insane.
I appreciate Cardi bringing up the 3D printer, because I love homework assignments. I neglected to respond to my homework assignment that was given to me by a listener on Monday about rounding up at grocery stores and things. I have completed my homework assignment. We're going to talk about that today. I got Christina Reynolds from Emily's List. She's going to join me at 3:30, y'all. Keep your fast food guilty pleasures coming in. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I've got a list of fast food guilty pleasures. We'll get to that. Maybe we'll hear more from Cardi. I want to hear more from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Got to have a little fun at the top of the show today. But we got Christina Reynolds from Emily's List. We're going to talk about how to keep your spirits up in this post-election moment that we're in. We got 4 years of Donald Trump coming up. We're in the midst of all this craziness about his appointments, all that kind of stuff. We're going to talk about that. We're going to have some very specific things to help keep you resilient and fighting and engaged, even when the news is difficult. There's a lot to learn from that. And then I'm going to talk a little bit today about incompetency in government and how do we diagnose that? How do we see that? How do we know when government is screwing up? And I'm going to talk about the idea of cognitive biases and how we consume information and how that might inhibit us or make it harder for us to actually figure out when government is doing what it's supposed to be doing. All of that coming up today. But let's get back to the most important business of the afternoon, and that is, what is your guilty pleasure fast food? I have to admit, this came to front of mind because the McRib is back, y'all, and this lady is a fan of the McRib. Mary from Tosa saying she likes to eat healthy ice cream at home, but she loves the malts at fast food joints. John from Hubertus, if you were committed to health rather than eating that fast food, Maggie, you would not know what the McRib tastes like. I don't. Listen, I'm committed to health. I'm a lifelong athlete. I work out. I do watch what I eat. But a guilty pleasure is just that. You're eating something that you know you shouldn't. Hence my question, what is the guilty pleasure fast food? We all have them. Somebody mentioned the Shamrock Shake, and Tyler chiming in. Ah, yes, I love a little Soylent Green with a side of fava beans served with a nice picante. I appreciate the joke, Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids. But speaking of Shamrock Shakes, my dad and I used to have kind of a ritual when I would help him with yard work or things around the house, etc. Usually we would go to Wendy's for a Frosty after the work. That was like the thing that he and I would go do. And I still am like, one of the great mysteries of the world in fast food land is, why is the Wendy's spoon so deep? Have you ever wondered that? It's neither a teaspoon nor a tablespoon. It's just a very deep ladled spoon. I don't get it. Where did that come up with? My little kid mouth was like, this is too big. I can't get all my Frosties. So I'd give myself an ice cream headache trying to suck it through the straw, which doesn't work. And then I just resorted to getting fries and eating my Frosty with the fries. Because, you know, if we're going full guilty pleasure, give me some of them Wendy's fries. Am I right? I mean, Wendy's fries are delightful. Piping hot, quite salty. I know the purists that love the McDonald's fries are probably yelling at their radios right now. Thanks so much, everybody, for chiming in on what is a random fast food shout out beginning to this Wednesday show of Maggie Dawn here on the Civic Media Radio Network. But yesterday we got so wrapped up in what was an incredibly in-depth discussion about ACT 10, and then we were talking about how are we going to judge the Trump administration's relative success. I did not get to what I promised you all I would get to yesterday, which is the importance of Giving Tuesday. It is Wednesday, but it is always a good day to give. So I wanted to do right by each and every one of you and revisit Giving Tuesday. Of course, Civic Media has you covered. We've got a list of some of our favorite charities. You can go to civicmedia.us. Check out on the website. We've sort of vetted those charities. They're state and local charities. So if you're thinking about how to do that, on Monday, I gave you best practices for Giving Tuesday, how to avoid scams, how to diligence charities that you might be interested in. But I wanted to give everybody an opportunity to share some of your favorite charities. So you can, of course, keep telling me what your guilty pleasure fast food is. But if you have a favorite local or statewide charity that you'd like to give a shout out to, I know it's the day after Giving Tuesday, but again, it's never too late to give. I'd love to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And the reason that I got reminded that I failed to do what I promised you all I would was because the entire state of Wisconsin, but especially the southeastern region of Wisconsin yesterday, was a very happy beneficiary of an incredible gift that will pay dividends for generations here in Wisconsin and beyond. And that is some anonymous donor or donors gave $3.5 million to the world famous Milwaukee Art Museum to endow, basically to create an endowment so that children's admissions forever to the art museum will now be free. That just made me light up with happiness. I don't know who y'all are that gave the gift to the Milwaukee Art Museum so that kids can experience art for free every day for the rest of time from the Milwaukee Art Museum. But I just want to give you like my biggest smile and heartfelt thanks and warmest hug, making sure that everybody's got an access to art. And fine art, especially, and can experience that. I mean, what parent wants to pay an admission fee for their kid to go to the art museum when the kid's going to be like, I maybe don't like this, right? Like, that's got to be the reaction of most kids. And you're probably not going to do that. But now you don't have to worry about it. You can take your kid whenever you want. It'll be free for them to get in. And I personally know that the art museum has done incredible things with their program to reach young people and kids. Lots of exciting things happen. It ain't your grandma's art museum is what I'm saying. So y'all got to check it out. It's free for your kids. Happy holidays from that amazing donor or donors in Milwaukee. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a couple of my favorite charities. You can get yours in as well. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. It's Giving Tuesday, the extended play version here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We'll be right back.